Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bikurim, Perik Beis Mishnah Tess. Mishnah is Tess, Yud. And Yud Aleph are all explanations of what we learned in Mishnah Ches. So let's go back to Mishnah Ches for a moment. We learned about a koi or kvi, which is an animal. It's a tardika animal, but we're not sure whether it's a behema or a chaya. If you're going to ask what difference does it make, we'll soon see. Mishnah Ches told us in some ways it's compared to a chaya, in some ways it's compared to a behema, in some ways it's compared to both, and in some ways not to any. Now, generally speaking, a behema is raised by farmers. Sheep, goats, cattle. Chayas are wild animals. They run around in the forest like a deer. So what is this kvi? Some say that it's an animal that its father was a goat, its mother was a deer. Some say no. No, it's a totally different kind of an animal. It's a beria bifnei atzmai. It's a species on its own. So you told me in some ways it's compared to a chaya. It's okay, such a chaya, frek the Mishnah tes. And for the Mishnah, domai ton kisi kedam chaya. If you shecht it, its blood has to be covered with earth. You have the mitzvah of kisi hadam. What is the mitzvah of kisi hadam? The Torah says, v'ish ish mibnei Yisrael, Asha yotzid tzayid chaya oif. The Torah says either a chaya or an oif. Asha yeyachel, that you're going to eat, v'shafach es dami v'chiso b'ofer, you should cover it with offer. That's the mitzvah of kisui hadam. So if you shecht a chaya, or you shecht a bird, you may remember by kaporeis, if you ever see them shecht a chicken, it's an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui hadam. But there is no mitzvah of kisi adam when you shecht a behema. When you shecht a cow, there may be a lot of blood, but there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So because this animal is safik chaya, safik behema, you have to cover its dam as a safik. Safik deraisa lechumra, says the Batanur. The only thing is, while normally kisi adam requires a bracha, here we don't make a bracha because we're not 100% sure that it's a chaya and that it's mechuyev. Okay, so that's one halacha, that you have to kisi adam. That's like a chaya. Second halacha, ve'ein shechten oisei b'yamtiv. You cannot shecht this koi or kvi on yamtiv. Why can't I shecht it on yamtiv? You can shecht a behema on yamtiv. Yeah, just like you let a cook on yamtiv. Tzarech ha'echol nefesh. If it's food that you need for yamtiv, for that day, just like you let a cook the food, you let a shecht, but you can shecht both a behema and a chaya. So what's the problem? Why can't I shecht it on yamtiv? And the answer is, because of the suffix with kisi hadam. Because I'm not sure 100% whether it requires the mitzvah of kisi adam or not. Therefore, lechatchila, I don't want you to shecht it. V'im shechate, if someone does shecht it, ein mechasen esdame. We do not do kisi adam on yamtiv. All right, so explain to me what's the problem. If you shecht a chaya on yamtiv, you shecht a deer, you do kisi adam. If you shecht a chicken, you do kisi adam. So the kvi is safi chaya, safi behema. What's the problem? Why can't they just fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam? Why can't I have the green light of shechted on yamtiv to start with and cover its blood? Same way I would do with a chicken if I shechted it on yamtiv. So here's the problem. Even a chicken, which is a oif, and you're for sure mechuyev and kisi adam. If you shechted on yamtiv, you cannot take a shovel and start digging up earth to cover the blood with. It has to be ofer muchen, earth or ashes, that was prepared from before yamtiv. Either you dug up earth from before yamtiv and prepared it, or you can take the ashes from your oven. That was already burnt from Erev Yom Tov. The problem with this koi, or kvi, is that when you are thinking, oh, I'm going to use that prepared earth, or ashes from the oven for kisi adam, and therefore it's not muksa, you were thinking about something that's for sure a chaya. Either for sure a chaya, or for sure an oif. So the kvi is for sure not an oif, but it's a safik chaya, safik behema. You weren't thinking to use it for a safik chaya, safik behema. And therefore, technically, it's still considered muktza. And that's the reason of ein shoichten oisei b'yamtiv. Because you can't cover its dam, even though normally you can use the ashes from the oven, because we assume that psychologically it's prepared for kisi adam, but only for a vadai, not for the kvi, which is safik kisi adam. In Masech, the Schul Nebatnur says a different reason. We'll soon get to it, be'ez Hashem, but first let's go weiter. In another way, that the kvi is compared to a chaya, is that v'chelboy, it's chelov, mitame betumas nevela kechaya. What does that mean? Chelov means fat. There are certain fats, basically around the stomach area of the behema, that are usser. One of the things when you buy meat that it has to have a good hashgacha is to make sure that the fats that are forbidden have been removed. That's a process called treburing. We're going to see in the next Mishnah, B'yaz Hashem, that the chelov of a behema is aser and the chelov of a chaya is mutter. The chelov of a behema isn't just aser, it's a chi of karis. Yet the chelov of a chaya is totally mutter. So of course we're going to have to know whether this koi is a behema or a chaya in regard to chelov. But right now our Mishnah test is not even addressing whether it's aser or mutter to eat. Our Mishnah is addressing whether or not it's metame. Now, if you have stam an ox that died without shechita, either it died on its own, or another animal killed it, it doesn't make a difference. If any behema that dies without shechita has a din of a nevela, and it's metame. Now, here's an interesting halacha. The chelev of a behema Torah is not metame mishum nevela. The chelev of a behema is aser biachila, but it's not metame. The chelev of a chai is the other way around. It's mutter biachila, but should a chaya die without shechita, just like the meat of the chaya is metama because it's nevela, the fat of the chaya as well. One more time. The chelev of a behema is aser. The chelev of a chaya is mutter. When a behema dies without shechita, it's a nevela, it's metama als nevela. But only the meat of the behema, not the chelev of the behema. The chelev of a chaya is mutter. You're allowed to eat it. But when a chaya dies without shechita, both the basar and the chelev are mitam. So our Mishnah says, the chelev of this kvi, mitama betumas nevela kechaya, assuming that it may be a chaya, so if it dies without shechita, its chelev is mitame. However, if it tumase besafik, it's only a safik tumah. What does that mean, it's only a safik tumah? Let's say a person touches a kazayas of the chelev of a kvi that died, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, bimeis it, he wouldn't get malchus. Because I don't know for sure that he's tumah. Because if a kvi has a din of a behema, this person is not tumah, he only touched the chelev. And let's say he went into the Beis HaMikdash after touching the chelev of a kvi when it died, bishaygeg, normally, if you're tumah and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you would be chayav a carbon b'shaygig. Not this person, because we don't know for sure he's tame. Another example of safek tame versus vade tume is, if let's say the chelev of a kvi that died touches truma ukachim, it's going to be aser b'achila because maybe it's tame. But we won't be able to burn it. You can only burn truma and kachim if you know for sure it's tame. So again, the chelev of a kvi that died mitame b'tumas nevela kechaya. We have to assume maybe it's a chaya, and therefore there's no chilek between the chelev and the basar. Both are mitame. However, the tumase besafik, the tuma is a safik. No malchus, no carbon, no burning kachem. Furthermore, the ein poiden by peter chamar. What's this all about? The Torah says, "Upeter chamar tivda besa." If your chamar gives birth to a male baby boy and it's the first one, you have to redeem it for a seh and give the seh to the kayan. When we say seh, it means either a sheep or a goat. You can't use the koi or kvi because it may be a chaya. And if it's a chaya, it can't be used to redeem a firstborn donkey. So chazring over once again, how is this kvi or koi like a chaya? If you shechted, the blood has to be covered. There's a mitzvah of kisi adam in case it's a chaya. You cannot shecht it on Yom Tif. And the reason is, because you would have to do Kisui Hadam, but it's possible that what you want to do Kisui Hadam with is Muktzah, because you never had in mind you're going to use it for a Safik. If you do shecht it on Yom Tif for that reason, you cannot do Kisui Hadam, unless the Mefarshim explain, after Yom Tif you still see some blood, then you can cover it then. And then we explain that the Chelev of a Behema is Aser. But if a behema dies without shechita, although its basar is nevela and its metama, the chaylev of a behema is not metama. A chaya is the other way around. The chaylev of a chaya is mutter. But if a chaya dies without shchita, both its flesh and its chaylev are metame. So therefore, the chaylev of a kvi that died without shchita is treated as a possible tumah, because maybe it's a chaya, but only a possible tumah, not a vaday tumah. And finally, the Mishnah told us, ve'ein poidim by peter chamar. If you want to redeem your firstborn donkey, you have to redeem it with either a sheep or a goat. You cannot use this kvi or koi because it may be a chaya and not a sheep or a goat.